Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we're going to continue our discussion about being both present and being in appreciation. You know, one of the things that forces us into the present moment are those things that really create exhilaration in our lives. If you love roller coasters, that drop of a roller coaster forces you into the present moment. You know, if you love to ski, going through that knee-deep powder. If you're a golfer, the moment you make that connection on that great shot. Or landing the giant fish if you're a fisherman and bringing it in. Those are all moments of exhilaration. And the reason we love exhilaration so much, number one, is the effect it has, right? It creates that shot of adrenaline that we get, but it also forces us into the present moment. So the first thing you have to think about is, what is that exhilaration for you? And then I'd ask you, are you making it happen frequently? Right? If you love it so much, can you find a way to make it happen in your life more often if it's not enough for you? And then the other thing we want to think about is that present, or the presence, being present. And also, as you're doing it, being appreciative as it's all happening. So the beauty of the things that we mentioned, or these are things that have a way of forcing you into that present moment automatically, which is, by the way, one reason people love it so much. But what if you could get there yourself? And I mean, when I mean there, I mean get into the present moment and stay there. And you could take that with you. So in other words, when you didn't have to do anything exhilarating. You could simply be, you know, hanging out with, you know, your son, daughter, mother, father, significant other, and you were fully present through those human interactions. It would raise those interactions to a whole new level because you're present, you're there, you're paying full attention, and if you're present and you're appreciative of what's going on around you, the quality of those interactions goes up. So I just want you to think about that. It's that combination, again, of being in appreciation, but also being present and combining the two. And that, when we look at what the happiest people are, that's what they have. They have that ability to be present, and they have that ability to appreciate the things around them. And if you can get there, you know, life is far better. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and just suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull on the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on being present and being in a state of appreciation all at the same time. But for today, I just want you to think about this. You're going to go about your normal day. I want you to think, first of all, be appreciative of what's around you. So just take a moment, step back, and find a couple of things that you can identify to truly appreciate. And then after you do that, I want you to force yourself into the present moment. And try to stay there as much as you possibly can throughout the day. And when you catch yourself thinking about past or future, just bring yourself back to the present moment and focus your energy there. I'd love to hear from you, so send me a note at joel@joelbrookman.com. Let me know how this works out for you.